people. It's Missy and Lori live from our studio in beautiful downtown
L.A.
Kearney, Missouri. What's going on, Missy? How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I am so super excited. So pumped for this episode, guys. You're not going to want to miss this one because not only are we going to talk about the divorce of the century.
Not mine.
Gary, the Golden Bachelor. Yeah, not Missy. She's already had a couple of those. But Gary, the Golden Bachelor, which we spent some time with.
What a delight he
maybe,
was.
Maybe, you know.
Maybe I spent a lot of time with him.
He's a free man now. Maybe you can go.
Let me get my trout.
Make sure that you subscribe to us. Guys, you've been doing a fantastic, fabuloso job, and we appreciate it dearly. Subscribe to us. Great show today. We're going to talk about divorces. We're going to talk about things that piss us off. We're going to talk a little bit about the U.S. Open, and shocker, Annalee Waters won it again.
What?
And all kinds of stuff that's going on. So, but first.
All kinds of fun
things. Where do you want to go first?
With all this. Dude, I'm going to go.
Good time.
I'm going to go with Gary. Let's talk Gary.
The Golden Bachelor.
The gold, I mean, let's go. If you've knit and watched The Golden Bachelor, you should have. Bunch of people in their 70s hooking up for dates.
I think the biggest audience of Bachelor history, not to sound like Jesse, but they had the largest numbers of all time.
Who's
the
Jesse?
The MC guy.
Oh.
Hot dude. So they reeled me in. I watched every single episode of it. You started. You didn't finish
I watched a few.
But I was in. I was in it to win it.
I did like the ladies. I liked Gary.
Maybe. Just maybe. That this could be real. These 70-year-olds could find love for the second time and live
however many
years they had left happily ever after. Thought that worked. They had the big ABC wedding. Huge shebang. They got married like immediately after the show. Like they didn't even have time to.
They couldn't stand it.
I don't know. So they had this big ABC wedding. It was a big ordeal. 3 months later.
Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations. And we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation and so forth. And we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage. The thing that strikes me the most in our conversations, it's been how dedicated both of us are to our families. So we look at these situations and I think we just feel like it's best for the happiness of each of us to live apart.
How did it fall apart?
Yeah, so that was the plan. We looked at homes in South Carolina. We considered New Jersey. And we just looked at homes after home, but we never got to the point where we made that decision.
I can't help but notice you're still holding hands.
You guessed it. They announced they're getting divorced. Shocker.
What could have happened?
I think, this is what I think.
What?
I think Gary had a teeny weenie. That's what I think, and I think Teresa didn't find out in the fantasy suites because Gary wasn't all about that then.
Okay, I don't think they're going to hire Gary if he has a teeny weenie.
I don't think...
They're not going to hire a teeny weenie. They're going to hire a... You're going to have to size it up.
I don't think they can ask that. I think that's like a HIPAA violation.
But, no.
Isn't it? Well, it's not really HIPAA.
I don't think that you would...
I think it's a privacy
If you had
act.
Pinky weenie, you're not going to go on The Bachelor.
You would if you got married and they didn't know it till afterwards.
I think that they do know it.
I don't know. I don't know. Gary...
I don't think... I think maybe Teresa had a little beef curtain going on. Maybe he was like, Maybe a drape.
Maybe it was a combination. Teeny weeny, bologna drapes.
Her bologna drape might have, like, wrapped around the whole teeny weeny and then...
I don't know.
That's disturbing.
I don't know.
Strap it
back. I don't know what happened, Gary, but I'm so disappointed because, like I said, we met you. You had our hearts. We were in it to win it.
Yes.
And then you picked... I don't know. I didn't like who you picked, but that's
we
your...
We weren't a fan of her, but that's
we
fine.
Weren't her fan.
No, we were a fan. We just didn't think that was the one for you.
Yeah, I didn't think that was the one for you either, Gary. But now you're, you know, out there...
Almost
single
again.
Pounding the pavement again. Pounding that pavement. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Missy single, hit her up. Gary, you met her. You liked her. You bought her a hot dog at the thing, so.
I remember what you asked me to do. I'm like, God, Gary, stop.
Gary, stop it.
Gary, quit. Come on, no, Teresa's over there.
But marriages, they just don't last, really.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're getting married.
Yes.
Your first marriage has a 40 to 50 percentile okay. of a divorce rate.
So it's 50-50 chance it's going to make
50-50,
it.
You're out. Mm-hmm. Second one?
Yeah.
60-67%. And number three?
Yeah.
You guessed it. 73% divorce. That's why okay. I say,
yeah,
why
let's would do you it. Even do it for a third time?
I have a 27%. I think we're going to fucking make it. That's an F.
Yeah.
You're not going
to
make it.
If you have to bank on statistics to see if you're going to last
I do.
Or not.
Like 73%? What?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I don't
that.
Even want
to try. Is that across the board? Is that for straight marriages, gay marriages, all?
Well, I did find out that the same-sex divorce first happened February 2008.
Really?
Yes, it did.
That was documented? Mm-hmm. Well, so gay marriages were approved across the board in all 50 states in June of 2015. But here's something that I need you guys to translate. Oi, oi, oi. You know who you are.
Oi, oi.
All you guys that comment and girls. So tell me this. In Ohio, same-sex activity, not marriage, but same-sex activity.
I feel like that could be sexual.
Was approved in 1974. Now,
we weren't even born.
Let's pick okay. that apart.
Let's do pick it apart. What happened in 1974 to make it approved? And
how would they know?
How
that
does
you were
one
doing
know
that?
What you're doing?
And if you got caught, what happened? Shackles or well, we might have had those on anyway.
They
but
take the end of it and
I don't know.
I've heard that happen.
But anyway, but they you know since then it's I was you don't know unless you've been living under a rock. It's illegal in all 50 states. But did you know, Missy?
Let me have it.
See if you know this. This might be a question on, are you smarter than a fifth grader or something?
Okay.
Ugh. Who was the first gay couple in Disney programming? Do you know?
I feel like it's probably the dwarfs. Although they got crazy in there. You know they got crazy shit going on. Dopey and sleepy. We're like, oh, man. Yeah.
Happy and yeah. slappy and
happy and snappy
teeny
and
weeny and I don't know what
beaver and eater. I don't know.
No,
it had to be the dwarfs. It had to
not,
be.
It was not the dwarfs. It was Bucky no. and Pronk from Zootopia.
Who a freak Bucky?
In 2016.
Oh, I was thinking Aladdin.
Zootopia. Isn't that a Vegas show?
I feel like it is. Katy Perry's in that.
No.
Oh.
No, that was something else.
Oh.
Zootopia.
I'm not. I
don't know if it's
haven't
Zootopia,
seen Zootopia.
Some kind of topia.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway, that's some useless information.
I
for
love
you
that
today.
Information.
That's all, folks. So anyway, back to we're pissed and pickled. And hey,
wait a minute.
I wish we had some symbols or a triangle. Ding 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 ding. Announcing a big announcement today.
Okay. What?
We have a brand new partner and sponsor. The Ooh. Casual Dinker. Oh my gosh, guys. Check out the Casual Dinker. Go to Facebook, Instagram, whatever. TheCasualDinker.com.
Fabulous trucker hats.
Oh my gosh. Like, we're wearing some of the stuff. Mine says Queen Dinker.
You're
he's
not.
Got pickle pickle. He's okay. got some really cool stuff.
Does all the own
has a,
artwork.
His does own all his own artwork. Kind of has a beer drinker kind of vibe, which I know all y'all
We kind
get
of
on
like
board
that,
with.
But.
Yeah, we like that. And we also like. Our other sponsor. But anyway, welcome aboard, Casual Dinker. We
yeah.
can't wait to do some crazy stuff with you guys. He's going to be giving away some really cool stuff. You
Stay
can wear
tuned.
Shirts just like us.
Yeah.
You're going to win
Tanks,
lots of stuff.
Shirts, sweats, all kinds of shit. Look
he's
on
got
the line.
Cool bags. He's got, yeah, check him out online, The Casual Dinker. And you won't be disappointed.
Robert's a delight.
Robert is a delight. He's out in Salt Lake, Utah. Salute.
Salute. Don't go try to find him.
Yeah, don't.
Stalkers.
Don't,
crazy
stalkers. You stalkers, don't be.
Damn stalkers,
don't. Be
don't.
Looking in his winders. Don't be doing that. Don't be doing that.
No.
So anyway, thank you, Casual Dinker. He in conjunction with Fat Tire and, of course, My Paddle. You know. My Paddle, guys.
Sam and Richard.
You guys.
We're
going to
go see them
awesome.
Next month.
We are going to go see
Couple
them
weeks.
Next month. Make sure that we ran a little contest on Instagram. It's like, A... Do you have your My Paddle band yet? Do you love it? And people are like,
Two.
Yes, 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 yes. Maybe we can throw up the stats here if our
mm-hmm.
producer Colin can do that. I think he can.
I feel like he can.
And then if you don't have one, would you like to win one? Yes, 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 yes.
Look at this. Pissed and pickled with a pickle.
Pissed and pickled. Stop it. Many, many fonts.
Clever as shit.
They got
Missy.
Colors. Hello. Match your paddle. Clash your paddle.
I don't know how I do
whatever
it.
You want to do. Check them out. MyPaddle.com. Four more. 50% off. Can't miss out on
free
that deal.
Free flipping shipping.
They're super great. Fabulous customer service. Check them out. Get your paddle band today at MyPaddle.com. So what else?
You know what? I have one more divorce statistics that I want to say. Can you guess what state has the highest divorce rate?
Gosh, you told me this earlier and I've already forgotten.
Yeah, I did.
I think it was...
Everybody's
it back. Wasn't Kansas. I can't remember. What was it?
Okay, everybody says California, but Nevada.
Oh.
Because guess what's in Nevada?
Sin.
My number two ex-husband and Carson City.
He's running down the street with a PVC pipe.
And a fake toot toot.
Yeah, that's kind of shocking, really.
Well, you got gambling, you've got freaking...
Most people go there
love
to get...
Love shacks.
Most people go there to get married.
Most people go there to gamble and get married and then get divorced.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I usually
well, that's some useful, useful information.
Yes, Nevada people, if you're going to get married, step over to Arizona or something.
Which brings us to things that piss us off. One thing for me, you can't see it right now, but one of our lights in here is just about ready to bite it. It's going, so if you hear a big crash soon, that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Things that piss us off. One thing, I just got back from, like I said, went down to the U.S. Open. I had to take a million flights to get into Naples, Florida. So I just wanted to take a carry-on bag so I could get in there, get out fast, get your carry-on bag, get up to the gate, start the board. We're sorry. All the overhead bin space is full. You'll have to check whatever bag you brought at the, you know, the door of the freaking airplane.
I hate that shit. That's why I freaking have it. I don't want to.
If I wanted to check a bag, I would have checked one.
Yeah. I don't want to deal with that shit after.
And brought more stuff, you know? Yeah, I ran out of panties by day three.
Yikes. Sorry, Mike. Stinker.
But, I mean...
Uh-oh.
If you want to check a bag, if you wanted to check a bag,
I would have.
You would have. So don't even give you that option that you could bring one on.
Don't take my bag.
Make you freaking take it.
That had snacks and shit in it.
Then you gotta wait to get it. I don't know. Just pisses me off.
And then they might lose that son of a bitch. You don't know.
Yeah, even though it's only going from here to here.
Yeah. I mean, your bag's gone, man.
That's why you don't want to do it. Pisses me off. Shit. Yeah. Pisses me off.
Burns your ass, doesn't it?
It does. What else do you have?
Well, you know what pisses me off? When I place an order, it's just something simple.
Yeah.
I don't place a lot of orders. When I place a freaking order, I would like it to be as I placed it. You know? If I say I want something extra hot, then I want extra hot. I don't want it freaking lukewarm.
Yeah.
That shit pisses me off. I don't get a coffee that often. But when I do,
Like when you buy one?
Yeah.
Like a $30 one?
Yeah. When I buy a $30 coffee, I expect that shit to be... If I say extra hot, you know what? Burn my face. Burn my mouth. I don't expect it to be, like, warm, where I can just chug it and be like, well, there, because I will. I'll be like, So I'm like, make that shit hot. And she's like, okay. And she, no, it wasn't hot. I didn't even need, I wanted to touch it and be like, oh, that pisses me off.
Yeah.
A wrong order.
Yeah, or eggshells.
You get those every time.
I had it on this week's trip.
Uh-uh.
I did. And I didn't say anything. The people I was
you
with.
You didn't?
I didn't. Because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start a day without bitching about anything.
No.
I did.
That's a
I know, it was a first.
I can't believe it.
I made it to about two.
Hey, that's a good clip.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm probably halfway through. And it's like, that's pretty good. And it's like, you get that. And it just ruins your appetite. It's like.
Yeah, because you know there's another one. And then it stays in there and gets
you
around.
Yeah, it's like you have a sand in your mouth. I think I would rather have, let's play Would You Rather.
Ooh, let's do.
Would you rather have a hair in your eggs?
Or no panties.
Or no
clean panties.
Or an eggshell.
A hair or an eggshell?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go eggshell.
I don't know. I think I'd go hair.
What kind of hair? Pubic? You don't know. Where'd that sumbitch come from?
It really doesn't matter.
It matters.
I'm sending it back regardless. But.
What if it's a black, coarse, curly hair? That's a pube, and you don't want to do it.
I'll go
eggshell every time.
I don't know. I just
eggshell.
I can't get on board with the eggshells. It just
me neither, but I can't get
and
it.
And it just ruins my appetite. I'm like, they're like, can I bring you another one? I'm like, no, I don't want anything. Maybe a piece of bread.
Maybe a piece of toast.
Shells.
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't even butter it.
I don't know. That pisses me off. I hate that.
That's
I'm almost to the point where I won't order eggs out anymore.
You shouldn't.
I didn't. And the other day at home...
You shouldn't.
This has nothing to do with anything I've said. Okay. But the other day at home, I made a meatloaf. And my daughter said, which just pisses me off.
Okay.
Ew, Mom, I just chomped on an eggshell in my meatloaf.
Bullshit.
I'm like, bullshit.
Because it was a fingernail.
Yeah, I didn't put any eggs in it, so try again, Allison.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Allison.
I think it was a piece of hard rice.
Maybe you had a piece of something else in there. Ooh, what if it wasn't an eggshell? It was like a fingernail.
It could have been an eggshell.
It could have been a fingernail. No, but when you were at the egg place, when you were eating the eggs, you thought it was an eggshell. It could have been something else.
No.
Could have been.
Honestly?
Ooh.
I'd rather be something else.
Ooh. What about a hard piece of calloused skin?
Of a cow's skin?
Calloused.
Oh. That's not going to get in your eggs.
If more you're
likely,
slicing...
95% chance that is an eggshell.
But versus there's a slim five that says,
Yeah, I don't know, but that, I can't do it. I just can't. I can't do that.
I've experienced that with you many times.
Yeah, every single time, guys.
That's how you've lost those extra 10 pounds.
I just can't
eat it.
I know. From now, I just get like a piece of bread or something.
Yeah. Just give me a piece of single bread. Don't toast it. Just bring me the bread.
And some lukewarm water. So anyway, that's what's up with that. Anything else you're pissed off about?
God, there's so many things. I came in hot with the something pissed and I forgot.
You did.
So I guess it didn't piss me off that
bad. You kept asking me, what was I pissed about? I'm like, I have
usually
no idea.
Usually it's my daughter. Sorry.
I have no idea. Let's play another would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather forget what you were going to say?
Okay.
Or forget where you were driving?
Forget where I'm driving.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why? What if you needed to go somewhere, like, specific?
Like, I feel like it would come to me more than what I was going to say. All the time I do that shit, and I try to write it down, and then I'm like, where to write it down? Because I've, like, got three different areas to write things down, or I'll put it in my notes, and then I'll save it, and be like, where does that go?
I don't know. Do you guys forget stuff?
Like, you know you do.
Mid-sentence? And I'm not talking about if you're stoned and it's like, you know.
Yeah.
That's different, but just like talking, and then you're like, what was I saying?
Or, you know, everybody does this shit. You go in the other room, like, why the hell did I come in here?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do that more often than not. I hate to say that. And
then you just stand there for a while and go.
And then you have to go back in the other room. Oh, yeah, I need that.
Yeah.
You gotta go back in.
Or going out to the car, and then, you know.
Yeah. Why the hell did I come out
here?
Where's
my phone? Shit, I don't have my phone.
Yeah.
I'm going back in.
Where's
three
your
or four
phone?
Times.
Oh, here it is.
Speaking
in my
of phones, I was going to ask you. You don't have yours right now to look up to prove to me. But who's the most famous phone number you have in your phone? You can't say Meat Canyon.
That's what I was going to say.
That's pretty famous.
That's not that famous.
Who else do you have?
You know what I mean?
You have anybody else?
James Hetfield.
Who's that?
Singer for Metallica.
Really? You have his number?
We got a little thing going on.
Oh.
Don't get mad, Gary.
Wow.
I know.
That's pretty. Do you call him a lot? Can we call him sometime?
What's up,
Jim?
No, he doesn't allow that. No, no.
No.
No, definitely not.
Then what do you use his phone number for?
Don't you worry about it. How about you?
Oh, gosh.
Leanne Morgan.
Well, yeah, I have Leanne's, but, you know.
Yeah.
We're like this, so that doesn't really count.
Yeah.
I would say probably
Scott Baio.
Yeah, but I don't call him that often.
Mm.
I would probably say, I don't like to be a name dropper.
Yeah, just go ahead and drop one.
I would probably say, I don't know if she wants me to say this or not.
I feel like we don't care.
Say it. Melissa Rivers.
Ooh, Melissa Rivers.
Yeah, you guys know who that is.
The infamous Joan Rivers daughter?
Could be.
I love Joan Rivers.
So, yeah, I don't know what brought that up. I just kind of wanted to see who yours was, but...
Oh. Yeah, I mean, let's take a poll, but I'm pretty sure James outdoes old Melissa.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Comments below. Who's the most famous person you have in your phone?
Don't lie.
Yeah, don't lie about it, because we're going to... If you lie...
We're
you know
not going to know.
I think we need to give whoever has we're going to be the judges of this.
We will judge everyone.
The most famous person's phone number.
In our opinion.
In your phone, in our opinion.
We'll give you a casual dinker shirt.
We're going to give you a casual dinker shirt.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah, so tell us who you have, and you're going to have to prove it, too.
Yeah, don't lie. You know what? That's one thing that pisses me off. Lying people. Liars. I don't like when people's like, when people's like, when somebody says they've done something, and then come to find out, oh, you didn't.
Oh, wait a minute.
You know what that's called? A freaking lie.
Can I take it back? I have somebody better than Melissa Rivers.
Sorry, Melissa Rivers. Who?
Mike Reno from Loverboy.
I don't even want to know how you got that. Mm-hmm, wow. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Dirty leg.
Yeah, but, you know.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Groupie. Did you? What happened?
When I was a groupie, people didn't even have phone numbers.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah. Come on.
What's your cell?
No.
What's your landline?
No, no. But yeah.
Give me your address. Yeah, I'll write you a letter.
Yeah, I can prove it. Maybe we should call him up on the show sometime. That'd be fun.
I would like to right now.
Well, I don't want to right now because we're almost out of time. But
okay.
Anyway, next time. I don't know how we got off on that, but I really like playing one or the other with you. Let's play. I mean, we don't have this rehearsed at all. So let's just...
We never do.
Let's just do a rapid fire, okay? Right. Do you want me to start with you?
No, I'll start.
All right. Hit it. Rapid means quick.
Penis or butthole?
Butthole. I don't know what you want to do either. With me.
I'm taking the penis.
It's like, I mean, it's like, what do you have? A penis or a butt? I don't know where you wanted me to go with that.
I don't know either, but
it was rapid, and I just spit it out.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
No, it's your turn.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It goes tink, tink.
Hamburger, hot dog.
Hamburger.
Okay.
I'm not very good at this. Tampon or pad?
Tampon.
Ooh, dirty. Your turn.
Car or bus?
Car.
Mm.
Mercedes or Porsche?
Ooh, DeRossi?
Sure. Degrassi? It goes there. That's all I know.
Okay. Ellen or Jay Leno?
Jay.
Okay.
Sorry, that was painful. I'm going to say head cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Or pigfoot.
Head cheese.
Ooh.
I tasted those pig's feet in that last episode. I'm not going there again.
Mm.
I am not doing it. You. Little Debbie or Big John?
Little Debbie.
Okay. Okay. One more. We don't need to bore anybody else with this unrehearsed this or that.
I'm going to go beaver or otter?
Otter.
Why?
They're cuter.
That's true. Okay.
All right.
Well done.
All right, guys. Well, I think that about does it for today's Pissed and Pickled. I'm gonna be able to play pickleball this week. So
thank God we have our partner.
We're gonna have
some video
for you.
Live footage. We're gonna come in live on Tuesday night. Stay tuned.
Yeah, we're gonna do some little live stuff Tuesday night. So
if you want to see how good we are playing pickleball,
we're pretty good.
Stay
pretty good
flipping tuned, dude.
Pretty good. So from now on, stay married. Don't get divorced.
Maybe do get divorced.
I don't know.
Maybe he's
be a statistic. Don't be a statistic. But keep watching the Pissed and Pickled podcast. We love you guys. Thanks. Till next week.
Bye now.